Blog Talk Radio.
Wow. Time go by so fast. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is July 5th. Welcome to a new day where all things are washed away. This is the love journey. Yes, this is the love journey. Excited about God's love, because today is all about God and you. No separation. This is about us living in our higher self. Reminding you today that the love journey is an inspirational experience, assisting each and every one of us how to live from that higher self, recognizing that love is the most powerful place to live from that self. One of our souls show you how to take her to that inner self. Yes, yes. We're going to get started by playing a song, and then we're going to get ready to pray ourselves in. Today is our season. We're supposed to have Dr. Michael Rice today, and I'm not sure, let me see if he wants. Well, I am preparing for us to do this thing called love, this thing called the love of experience this morning. Yes, yes. I am the evil. Loving life. Living life. Your transformational your life too. Alright. Let's start off with an evening. Lord's Prayer.
Lord, how they should pray. I wasn't there, but I can't imagine that they may have sound something like this. How shall we pray? 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 Here's what the Lord told them. hide us from temptation. Please deliver us, for thine is the kingdom, the power. Now you say amen, and the glory is forever. Amen. That's how you pray, that's how you pray, that's how you pray. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Love Journey. Yes, I am Janine Ann Ingram, your daily lover, your transformational life coach. Today is Tuesday, July 5th. I hope you enjoyed your holiday. I did. I stayed at the house picnic, went to Stepping Under the Stars. I stayed in the park after dark all weekend. And had a phenomenal time. I hope you enjoyed yourself. I won tickets to the Caribbean Festival. Just had an amazing weekend. I hope you had the same amount of fun or even more. Or just had an amazing weekend just because. All right. Well, I'm going to turn it in, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence in this whole universe. And as we recognize this one power, in this one presence, tuning in to that inner space, the space that makes us one with the one, taking in the breath, breathing in through the nose, holding it to the point of vibration, holding it to the count of eight, and releasing through the mouth. Yes, we recognize that there is only one power, one presence in this whole great universe. And we recognize that great spirit, the creator of all great things. On this line, we recognize it as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. Yes, tune in. And as we become still and know that I am God, be still and know that I am, that I am God. As we take in the breath, let's breathe, family. And release. Let's take in another deep breath. And release. Be still and know that I am, that I am God. Breathe and remember to breathe into your heart. Let's breathe, family, breathe. And release. Divine Mother, Father, God, Oh, precious and holy one, as I invite and invoke the presence of my higher myself, the mighty I am that I am God, as I invoke and invite the greater version of myself in this right now moment, my higher myself, in that every word of my mouth come, Holy Spirit, and every meditation of my heart, oh, come, Holy Spirit, will be so acceptable in thy sight. As I speak to the transcending power of my higher myself, I come asking that I remove every human created thought, every human created ego, as I remove all of myself and come purely as my higher myself, that every word that I speak will speak to somebody's mind. Every word that I speak will speak to somebody's heart. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and allow this prayer to be from the version of my higher self, from my higher myself, that I may speak to every molecule, every muscle fiber, and every cell in our bodies this morning as we come in our beloved I Am presence, our mighty beloved I Am presence, as we invoke and invite our higher mind self, as we invoke and invite the higher mind of each and every one of us presence on this call in this right now moment, as we call forth the angels, the most beneficent angelic family, the archangels, the beloved ascended masters. And as we speak and stand on the shoulders of those who walk this journey before us, our ancestors, as we pay heart honor to those who walk this journey, we invite and invoke their presence into this call this morning. Good morning. As we pray this prayer, we ask and invite and invoke the presence of our mighty master spirit, and all the guides and all the beloved I Am presence, that we may speak from the presence of the higher mind this morning. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak this prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, and bring that fresh anointing as we walk in our authority and our dominion and our mastery this morning, understanding the truth of who we are this morning, as we speak and invite the, and invoke the presence of ourselves this morning, our higher mind selves. We give thanks for the presence of each and every one of us. We give thanks that we are the gift to the planet. We give thanks in this right now moment that we show up as the God goddesses that we were planted in the planet for, living out our purpose, living out the dreams and desires that were planted in our heart as the gods and goddesses of this earth, as we recognize the beauty and the presence of this planet was made just for our greatness. And so we give thanks for our mighty I Am presence. We give thanks for the gifts that we've been given to open doors and make room for us. We give thanks as we elevate and move in a higher vibration in this day, as we give thanks that we can speak to the mighty angels to go before us and send them out on assignment to create an ease, elegance, and graceful day today. We give thanks as we speak to the angels to manage and bring forth an abundance in all forms in our life. We give thanks as it shows up, as we recognize that we are the alchemy of this planet, and that our words and our just touch can change the very essence of the molecules of the earth. We give thanks for the God goddesses. We give thanks that we recognize our presence this morning as the mighty I Am, higher version, higher myself, as we speak to that transcending power, the divine idea of the divine minds of God. We give thanks for all those divine ideas that create all that we desired in our life, the most amazing life that we ever could have think, ask or imagine. We give thanks for more than enough this morning. We give thanks for the Ephesians 3:20 life, abundantly more than we could ever think, ask, or imagine. We give thanks for how we show up in the planet, just being who we've been called to be. We give thanks this morning as we give thanks for the love journey, the expansion, the growth, the higher level frequency, the high vibrations. We give thanks for the opportunity to come together in one mind and one spirit. And so it is, and so it is. Amen, 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 amen. Good morning, family. I see James on the line. Good morning, James.
Oh, shit. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, yes. We heard everything you said.
What you say?
We said we heard everything you said.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was sitting here in a daze. So good morning. Yeah, it's oh man, goodness, feels like one of those days you wake up in the winter, the middle of winter, and it's chilly outside, and you kind of like getting yourself composed and to your senses. But yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I don't see Dr. Michael Rice on the line. I don't know if he's coming this morning. Did you check in with him?
I did not.
All right. Well, I don't see him. And we can, if you want to check in with him or you want to go back to bed and we just keep the love journey moving, it's up to you.
I'm going to go back to bed.
That's what it sounds like you want to do. Go ahead, and we're going to keep it moving. Good morning,
okay.
Family. Let's see, I don't see Jackie on the line either to sing I Love Someone, and no one's all right. So we're just going to keep the line moving this morning. Yes, we are. Good morning, family. This is the Love Journey, and I am Janine and Ingram. Yes, Dr. Michael Rice was supposed to be here, but I don't see him. You know, I think, you know, when we had the holidays, it kind of throw each and everybody off their rhythm, thinking it's Monday and it's really Tuesday. But that's okay, because as we move through this conversation today, I'm going to check in with myself. I'm going to play a song, and then I'm going to check in with myself and see how we want to move this love journey on. I'm going to ask Spirit, what should I talk about this morning? I'm excited, though. Whatever God got for us, it's always good. You know, even those last-minute conversations always kind of blow your mind. So I'm going to check in with myself and allow God to do what he do. And this is Kim.
Jesus,
He's my power,
Jesus,
my
source of my joy. I give him all my devotion, hey, cause I know that I will never be the same again. He's my provider, he's my hope when I fall. There when I need him, when nobody else will call, he's right on time. He gave me power, the faith to stand. Hey,
Jesus is the love of my life.
And I want to thank you, Lord, cause I know that I will never be alone again.
I want to talk to you about Jesus.
Jesus is the love of my life.
Save my life. When I couldn't stand up straight.
Jesus, Jesus is the love of my life.
Couldn't sing the songs
Jesus,
I'd like to sing.
Jesus is the love.
I want to talk to you. If it wasn't for Jesus,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I wouldn't be here today.
If I don't deserve it. Lord, I know that you're worth it. So I just ask.
Just ask Jesus.
And I keep on asking Jesus.
Just ask Jesus. I know, I know.
Lord, I know. You set me free. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You can call on Jesus.
You can call on
Jesus.
When you need a friend. When your brother can't be found. You can call on
Jesus. You don't know like I know.
You can call on Jesus. Heavenly Father. Jesus is the love.
All right. Good morning. Yes, you're tuned in to the Love Journey, Inc. I am Janine Ann Ingram, your daily lover. And some of you, I was expecting Dr. Michael Rice, but no, you got me today. And so I decided there was a couple of questions. So I'm going to answer those questions and also talk, since both of the questions was on relationships, I'm going to talk about relationships and then answer the question. Did you think that relationships, especially romantic relationships, are a spiritual lesson? Yes. Do you know that intimate relationships are our biggest mirror? Yes. How many of us crave love or crave that romantic, intimate feeling? Have you ever had it and lost it? Do you feel stuck sometimes in your relationship where before you felt free? Or maybe you went through a rough breakup and are timid about getting into another relationship. Well, here's the good news. Janine Ann Ingram is here to tell you there's a spiritual relation, spiritual lesson in every relationship, especially the intimate one. Now, if you're single, you can learn a lesson from your previous relationship. But if you are in a relationship, you can learn a lesson in this relationship and go deeper. Yes. Love and passion make our lives come alive. A fulfilling relationship makes your life worth living. It takes you deeper. Deeper. I tell you, deeper. It heals you. It brings your heart out. Boom. I heard one time somebody told a friend of mine when she was in therapy, she said, congratulations. Now, if you really want to grow, get into a relationship. Boom. What a powerful advice. See, there's a spiritual lesson in being in relationship. You now know you're like, what? A spiritual lesson. Do you ever feel so exhausted from working you don't even have the energy for a relationship? Do you ever feel the woman or man you need to be at work with is somehow at odds with the woman or the man you need to be in love? Do you ever feel that even if you attract love, you don't even know how to sustain it? Wow. Are you looking to integrate within yourself that spiritual seeker, worldly achiever, the woman or man who wants to be loved? Well, I'll tell you what. It's time to go inside and find that person. Did you know that there's a spiritual message in each one of your intimate relationships? When you look at the first 3 to 6 months, you fall in love. And the idea of what we understand, love, but you don't really fall in love. What you fall in is what they call chemical soup. You fall into dopamine. You fall into oxytocin, epinephrine, and all kinds of serotonin, all these neurochemicals and all the peptides and all the different hormones of the body just kind of flood together in this chemical soup, and you feel sort of magical, mystical, and this incredible feeling. You see, the reason why it's twofold. One, because you're given an experience of what divine enlightenment or the experience of the God consciousness. And I'm going to say that again. The reason why kind of a twofold. One is because we're given this experience of what divine enlightenment or the experience of the God consciousness or whatever that might be, you get to experience. You're getting that experience of what it feels like for a temporary. And also the biology is designed to make sure that we're bonding and making love so that we can continue to perpetuate. But the veil eventually drops on all relationships, and you get to see the person for their flaws, and the things that used to make you really love this person are the things that now really piss you off. And instead of leaving, unless you get physically abused, in which case you should get out immediately, there's an opportunity for you to learn a spiritual lesson. So here's what we learn. We all have childhood wounds that we've been through. And what's so fascinating is we tend to draw to us people who mirror that energy in many ways. So what does that mean is that if we have a particular need, the one that seems to fall in love all the time, or we seem to be in this space, we seem to attract people into our lives that mirror that image. Now, that may not always look like what we think it may look like. So, for instance, you may be quiet and you may attract a person who's loud, or you may be one that's insensitive and you attract the sensitive people. It might be a lot of in traits, but they come from the same root, just showing out in different ways, and they tend to mirror us in many ways. It's really funny how it all happens. Because the reasons why we attract to people is not just physical, chemical, or pheromonal. There's also a spiritual lesson. There are pieces of our childhood that need to be worked out. There's things that we get the opportunity to see this beautiful example of someone in front of us who has the element that comes to teach us that lesson. So we can make them wrong for it. You can argue and try to change them, but that never works. Or you can really start to take responsibility for your side of the relationship and go, what really is my spiritual lesson here? Maybe I'm being asked to be more sensitive, or maybe I'm being asked to have a greater sense of self, or maybe I'm being asked to have something. Maybe I'm being asked to open up and be more vulnerable. Maybe I'm learning how to set more boundaries. What is the spiritual lesson? Because the thing that attracts you to someone will be the very thing sometimes that could piss you off and be the very reason why you break up, unless you embody it. So here's the thing. Let's learn from it now. You can leave the relationship and go on to another relationship, but the thing is, you're not going anywhere to keep having that sort of chemical soup in love over and over and over again. The veil will always drop. You will date that same person in different shoes. So if you're in a relationship now and you feel stuck, use this as an opportunity to learn a spiritual lesson, because you're going to learn it one way or another. You're going to find yourself in the same exact position in the future that you are in right now, so that you can get the opportunity to dive deeper and really embody what you need to learn.
So without ego, without needing to be right, without trying to step into a sort of hierarchy that you're right and they're wrong, because remember, in relationship, there's not a sick one and a well one. You're either both sick or you're either both well. You're both going to take responsibility for your side of the street. So really ask yourself, what is my partner teaching me? Can I really learn, be more loving? Can I learn to set boundaries? Can I be more courteous? Do I need to speak up for myself? Do I need to be more loving to myself? What attracted you to that person? What's pissing you off about that person, honestly? And how could you embody it? This advice saved me in so many ways. I had to learn how to love Janine. You see, relationships beyond the in loving feelings, beyond that oxytocin, what is the spiritual message? And what I had to do was learn how to really love, honor, and cherish Janine. Those relationships will come into my life to show me, hey, baby, you're not taking care of the number one person. You're not loving and honoring the one person that you've been given a gift to. And that was me. Prince said this. So the question was, that came through, why do she keep feeling stuck in the same relationship? And one question was, I keep doing this love stuff, but it ain't working. You see, so I'm going to answer both of those questions and kind of sum it up for you. The one thing that happened, and Prince said it best, when one discovers oneself, discover God. I would say, Janine would say, when one loves oneself, one discovers God. God is, you discover yourself. You see, when I went down that road of learning to love me, I never thought that loving me would discover more of the intimacies of God in me, as me. I never thought that I would learn to express God in who I am. And it took love to move all the veil and all the junk that was all up in there. It took love. It took forgiveness. It took learning to appreciate the very gift that I am to the planet. And this may sound, you know, crazy to a lot of people. A lot of people may be like, well, I do this love stuff. I look in the mirror. But let me tell you, it's more than just looking in the mirror. It's looking into the depths of your soul. It's like spending time with yourself. And, you know, I remember just putting my hand over my heart and thinking or playing a song that, like this song right here, Lonnie, listen to me. I remember placing my hand over my heart and just laying there. I'm asking my body to just come in agreement with me learning to love me. And just learning how to be one with myself. Because you see, I've given myself so much of myself away, thinking that was what love was. My heart. And just laying with myself and being with myself and being present with my body and just being present and in tune with every organ and every part of my body and just becoming one in my mind and just breathing in all of the love for myself. And I remember just when I really was loving myself from the depth of my soul, sometimes tears come to my eyes. Because I never knew what it looked like. I never knew what it felt like. Some of us can be so clogged up. Maybe Lonnie Lucas may not do it for you. But whatever. Find something you can connect with that just takes you there. Take your heart there. Looking in the mirror is powerful. But looking in the mirror to the depth of your soul is what I really mean when I'm saying look in your eyes. I'm saying look into your soul. Speak to the very essence of your soul. And when you begin to speak to your soul, you'll begin to feel a presence that will begin to show up. It may not happen the first time, the second time, the third time. But one of these days, you're going to be speaking to the depth of your soul, and it's just going to connect. And every cell in your body, every molecule will begin to move just from the simple fact of your word. And that's when you begin to feel this presence, this powerful presence that's bigger than you in your physical self. You begin to hear the clarity of the higher mind self more powerful, and you begin to really understand the depth of why you're here, what you're here for, what your purpose is. But see, if we're so busy and so cluttered with Facebook and always got something to do and always spending time moving, moving, moving and inundated with all this stuff that's outside of us, it's very difficult to connect and really understand what this means. You see, if you ever been in love, or what we think is love or call love, you can't really explain it. It's something you have to experience, and that's what happens when you experience you. You begin to experience you as something you really just can't even tell people, but it's something you want to share with the world. It's one of those things that you just got to tell somebody about. It's one of those things you just got to jump up and shout and tell the world, look. If you just learn to love you, and, you know, it sounds kind of cliche because you hear everybody talk about it, but not many people really know it. Because there's a certain essence that happens, a certain glow when people begin to really appreciate and honor themselves. There's certain passion in their heart when they even talk about it. You even feel it. You may not know it for yourself, but you feel something different about that person. And so when you begin to be in relationship with people, you won't even be in a relationship with somebody who will not honor you because you're honoring you. Because when the way you begin to treat yourself is the way people will show up and begin to treat you. You see, our outer life is always reflecting what's going on in our inner world. I'm going to say that again. Our outer world is always reflecting what's happening in our inner world. So if you're not feeling that love, if you're not getting what you want, if you're showing up in different ways, dis-ease in the body, money is clogged up, really check in with yourself and ask your higher mind self, why? What? What do I need to do different? What am I learning in this right now moment? See, I've learned to love myself to the point where I'm not really hungry for a lot of things outside myself anymore. I didn't even know that is even possible. You see, love is such a spiritual food. The vibration of love, the frequency of love is such a vibratory energy, such a vibratory food. Food for your soul, for your mind. And you begin to see things differently, differently. When I began my love journey, I remember releasing this particular guy when my husband and I would have been separated. And I remember thinking to myself, I was so grateful because that relationship was a very profound point in my life because it was so painful, but it was the most introspective time that really taught me how to operate in love. It really did, you know, because what I really said when the day when I was left, I said, I really realized that life is not about changing people. Life is not about making people wrong. Life is just about realizing that we're just two people deciding that we're not on the same path. You see, I don't want to be in a relationship with somebody who's not ready to be monogamous. I don't want to be in a relationship with somebody who's not ready to be honest. And it's okay that this is where you are and this is what you need. But this is not what I want. And I love you enough to allow you to be what you need to be. And I love me enough to allow myself to go where I am going to find what it is I would like to have in a relationship. And we left it just like that. He was like, but I love you. I said, I love you too. I love you enough to leave you alone. But because I knew that he wasn't ready for what I wanted. And we had two different thought processes. Even though his words were saying one thing, his actions were not saying the same thing that he said he wanted to do. And it was okay. I had to be okay because maybe that's what he needed for his own unfoldment and his growth. But I had to let go so that I can find what I wanted to have in the relationship for myself. But I had to learn to love me enough to say that, not make him wrong, not be angry, and not say men ain't this or women ain't that, you know, all the stuff we say when relationships don't always go. It's because you realize that people really don't want to hurt us. They don't mean to hurt us. They just don't always know how to be authentic with themselves, so how can they be authentic with you? They don't know how to say what they need to say for themselves, not alone say it to you. So how can we expect people to show up in ways that they're not even ready, even when we're not ready? You know, we expect sometimes people to show up better than even we can show up. We expect more from somebody else because of our own criticalness. But when you just really get in a vibration of love, you just look at it and say, okay, not make it wrong, not make it right, but what you realize is that we're going into different directions, and it's okay. And love is not making somebody do what you want them to do and fussing and hollering. Love is not. Love doesn't attach ourselves to things and want them to be what we want them to be. Love says, okay, I'm going to allow you to do what you need to do for your own growth, your own unfoldment. I love you, and I love me enough to do what I need to do for me. That's love. That's what vibration love. That's what being in a vibration love. Love doesn't say, I want you to marry me, and I'm going to stick around till you get to make you marry me. If you're not ready to be married and you don't want to get married, then why should I make you want to marry me? Because I say that because the person who has the question is in a relationship for 7 years with somebody she wants to marry. But if you want to get married, put it in the universe and allow the universe to send you someone who wants to be married too. And that's what we have to learn to do, thinking that this door is the only door. Stop being married to the way we want it to be and just allow the universe to do what it do. That's what love does. It allows. Here's another question. What does it mean to be God or Goddess? Well, I would say that's really a really powerful question. But it means, in my opinion, to express the highest, the higher mind, the divinity of who we are in our higher self. That's what it means. It's the understanding of what that really means in ways that love can only do. What does that really mean? That means that, you know, you can never be without because you're a God, you're a goddess. You know that you can never not get what you want because you're a God goddess. That means that you know how to turn water basically into wine. That means you have learned how to use your spiritual tools and bring into your experience exactly what you need to live or desire or whatever it is that you want to do to live this most amazing life at the highest and best form. That means you are operating in your highest frequency and truly walking in your dominion, your authority, and your mastery. It's still a journey, though. Am I there? No way. Am I better than I was? Yes. I'm learning more and more and more about my own mastery, my own authority. But truly operating in your God self gives you the confidence that know that you are not really in a physical place doing this thing alone. When you operate in your God, Goddess energy, you always know you have everything and anything that you will ever need, want, or desire. It's a knowing. It's not believing. It's not trusting. It's an absolute knowing without a shadow of a doubt that you are walking in your authority. You are walking in your true mastery, your true dominion. You understand in your true higher mind self that life is always conspiring to your best and highest good for all those who are around you. It's knowing without a shadow of a doubt that love is always present. It's seeing in the storm the peace, the eye in the storm. That's what it truly means to me. Operating your mastery. You say, how do you get to this level of learning your mastery? It's actually practicing your tools. It's understanding that when certain things come up, you know, you have an arsenal of things that you can use. It's understanding what tool to use at this time. When I'm in a place of not understanding, it's time to meditate. It's time to, when life is not showing up the way I want to show up, then I need to step back and say, okay, what is it that I need to do, think, or be different in? Maybe I need to step back. It's learning to really use your tools. And to me, the tools are journaling, meditation, prayer. Those, I don't think you could do much more than that to really, you know, really get it. It's just spending time. And it's not, you know, we get life, we think life is so complicated. We make it complicated. But really, what meditation is for you, or spending, you know, just sitting on a rock, putting on a song, something that shifts the energy. Energy is the most valuable, most present thing that we could ever really learn to harness. Now, if you really want to learn your spiritual message, understand energy. Because we don't manifest from our thoughts and our words. We manifest from the energy that's put out. Our energetic expression is what magnifies to us what's going on in our space. So that's the place that I'm learning right now, of really cleansing and renewing my energetic expression, because my energetic expression is what magnifies my experiences. And some of it is so embedded into our DNA, that's the place that we really have to go in and cleanse and renew. And the best time to cleanse and renew is before you go to sleep. So when I'm on my way to sleep, I call forth my angels. I invite and invoke my angels, my higher myself, to cleanse and renew anything that's been embedded into my DNA that is not for my highest good, that's keeping me from the place that I want to experience in life. I'm going to say that again because it's a powerful ritual. Before we go to bed at night, because when we sleep, our sleeping time is the most powerful time to really renew and cleanse the things that are embedded into our DNA. So when we think about why do I keep staying stuck? Why I keep repeating this pattern? Why do I keep meeting the same woman in a different dress? Why do I keep meeting the same man just with a different suit on? Why am I constantly finding myself in this famine and feast or famine situation? Because some things are embedded into the DNA in our emotional bodies that we need to cleanse and renew. And that's when we go on our way to sleep, is the time to really ask our higher mind self, invite our higher self of our mind, our archangels, ascended masters, however you utilize the higher unseen world, to come into our space as we go to sleep to renew and cleanse the embedded cellular level things that's been embedded into the cells, into the DNA, to renew it and cleanse it. The things that's been given to us and passed on through our ancestry, to cleanse it and to remove it, and that it will never pass down to those who come after us. That's a powerful time to do it. It's really powerful. And it works. But we have to learn to ask. I believe that we've been taught so much in our traditional thought processes not to ask. But it's important to ask. It's important to ask the universe, to ask God, to ask Allah, to ask Supreme Being, however you utilize this unseen presence. And call forth the higher mind of ourselves, to invoke that presence into our life each and every day, and surround ourselves with the right light of Christ, and to call forth that energy so that we can attract nothing but the goodness of the universe, so that we can renew the patterns that have been set in our mind, in our ancestry line, so that we can develop the person that we want to develop ourselves into and unfold into that person. And those are the things that are, to me, are the powerful things. Really watching our energy, really cleansing our energy, because energy is the most powerful vibratory space that we can really operate in to really attract what we want. You can say all day long, I'm abundant, I'm a millionaire, I'm a billionaire, but if you don't emotionally feel that space, if you emotionally feel depleted and abundant, I mean, if you feel emotionally depleted, emotionally overwhelmed, then that's what you're going to experience in life. You won't experience the abundance. Because in that space of abundance, it has to be in our emotional self. We have to feel abundant. We have to be the abundance. And you have to become one with that abundance. Reverend Ike said you have to be fascinated with what it is that you want in your experience. And that's what's important. Learning to be fascinated with what it is we want. Learning to be filled with that presence of abundance of any way we want it. Whether we want it to show up in a loving relationship, you have to be that love. You have to be filled with that love to attract that love. You want more money, then be that money. Be that symbol of essence of abundance. And that, I think, can be very difficult when we feel like we can't see the money coming in or we don't see the money. How can you feel that abundance? And that's something you really have to work on, because it may be easier to feel the love than it is when somebody is calling you and saying, look, you owe me X, Y, Z, and you don't physically see where it's coming from. Well, I've learned when people, I haven't had this experience in a while, but when I was in that space where I couldn't physically make the payment, I just told them that it's coming and I will pay you. And when the universe sends it to me, I'll send it to you, because I know I bank at the bank of the universe. People start thinking this is a crazy lady. And they stop calling so much. You know how people, they'll call you and try to intimidate you. I stopped trying to avoid the calls because it just made it worse. So what I did was when the people call, I just pick up the phone and say, yes, I do, and I will pay you. As soon as the universe sends my money to me, I'll send it to you in the physical presence. You know, and I just start saying things like that, and people really stop calling me. The phone would get quiet. Okay, you know what I'm saying? But in reality, you got to figure out what works for you. You have to get your energy into that space, your energetic expression into that space of what it is you want to desire in your life. And that's really how you learn to master what we call life, is mastering your energy, mastering self. And I don't think there's no truer statement in the world than when one discovers oneself, one discovers God, or when one loves oneself, one discovers or discovers God. And it's the truth. It's easy to talk about, but you got to experience to really understand what I'm talking about. It's the closest I can imagine. It's like being in love, what we call love. You know, when we first fall into that space of love, that idea of love, or the idea of chemical soup, that divine enlightenment experience, perpetual feeling of that. That's what it feels like to be in that God consciousness, when you, that dopamine experience that you have when you first meet someone and you attach, you get that feeling, but you get that feeling in a way that's perpetual, not temporary, when you discover and learn to love you. Every day is orgasmic. Every day is a different beauty. Every day is this unique experience of the divine enlightenment of the universe. And it's just one of the most amazing things that could ever happen. But you really can't even tell people about it. People really got to experience. And so I could tell you all day long. I could answer these questions over and over again, and I could say the same thing over and over again. But the answer is love. It really is, learning to love you. And it's not superficial. It's not, you know, oh, I love myself. It's really taking time and placing placing your hand over your heart and just getting still. And sometimes I would just take Lonnie Listen Smith or any other song that moved me to that level and just let it move my cells and my body. And I would just be present with that love and just tell myself how much I loved and appreciated myself and how much I love me. And it would just, it's just the most amazing feeling. It's just an amazing, authentic, awesome, fabulous way to really connect to your divine presence. That divine self, that divine higher mind self that makes you you, the spirit of you that makes you greater than great, that makes you uniquely special to the planet. Because what we forget is, and maybe we don't even realize, is that when the Creator created us, the Creator sliced itself up and sent us to the planet, uniquely expressions of the Creator. You see, the Creator looked at you and said it was good and very good because the Creator saw itself as good and very good. the Creator chisel magnificent on your heart and say, you are never alone, and I will never forsake you because I am you. You are me. The Creator said, you can't lose because you were born to win. You were born to win because I am you. You are me. When I look at you, I see nothing but me. That's what the Creator say. You are a reflection of me, and your word tells you that. When you look up the word image, the image is what? A reflection of you, a reflection of the very image of what we understand God to be, the Creator to be. Said, you are made in my likeness. It didn't say you were made from the worm. It didn't say you nothing. It says, it didn't say I made you born in sin. It said I made you in the image and likeness of myself. That thing turned me on just thinking about the fact that I'm made in the image and the likeness of the divine Creator. I am a divine presence, an expression of the unique presence of myself. Handmade and sent to the planet and called Janine, Goddess Janine, Goddess Minetti, Goddess all of us. God and King and God and man, we were all made and fashioned and sent to the planet as an expression, individualized expression. That's the beautiful thing. So you are never not God. You are never not the goddess. It's just that you don't understand it. See, thing is, when people understand, you see, there's a certain kind of authority when people grow up in royalty. I like that. There's a certain kind of authority when people grow up in royalty. If you ever meet some people who grow up in royalty, they know the world was made just for them. And it might not even be a spiritual thing. They just know it because they grew up understanding that that's who they are. But in reality, none of us are not royalty. All of us are royalty. All of us, because this spiritual kingdom called Earth, and we were sent to the planet as kings and queens of the Earth, God, goddesses of the planet. Every strawberry that grows on the vine was made for you. Every tree and every flower was made for your goodness. I walk up to the tree and I tell the tree, thank you for bringing oxygen to the universe just for me. Thank you for doing the work that you do as a tree, because you were made specially for me. I tell my flowers, thank you, flowers, for your beauty and your presence, because you were made just for me. Money, I appreciate you, because money can't do a thing without you. Money was made just for you. Money needs you. Money needs me. Thank you, money. You need me. Money needs you to operate and move and circulate. When you think about the earth, and how many of us have felt so undeserving and so unworthy and so not enough? See, that's the real issue right there. We haven't felt worthy. We haven't felt deserving of our own greatness. Why? Because we've been taught and conditioned to believe everything other than the real truth. The truth is, you're more than enough. You're more than deserving. You were more than worthy the day you were born. Even in the word, it tells us that I had plans for success even before I planted you in the womb of your mother's belly. I had plans for you. The Creator had plans for you. But think about it. If the Creator had plans for success for you, even before you were planted into the womb of your mother's belly, how would that make you unworthy? How would that make you born in sin and not worthy? Oh, I know I'm not this and all that. Why would that make you not that? How could you not be worthy if you were made in the image and likeness? How could you not be worthy and deserving of all the greatness if you made as an expression, a unique expression of the image of the Creator? time for us to walk in our authority today. It's time for us to understand our divinity today and operate in that divine idea, operate in that divine mind. Yes, we speak the words, but are we actually operating? Are we actually feeling the presence as the queen? Can you imagine what it means to be a queen or a king? That's how you need to operate. That energy is what you need to move through the planet in. As the queen that you were sent to the planet to be, a queen will not overexhaust herself. A king won't overexhaust himself and move himself to a place and keep on going. The queen says, oh, no, it's time for me to get rejuvenated. A king said, oh, no, the kingdom is made for me. I call some people sometimes, some people call them, they don't have time for themselves. They're busy, so busy, so busy. I'd be like, whew. I just be like sitting there listening and thinking to myself, how can you operate at that optimum busyness all the time? Now, I can be busy, but never to the point where I don't have time for me. And when I'm that busy, I have to stop and say, oh, forget that today is Janine Day. You got to get to that point where we're operating in our true divinity, true divine self, not operating in a space of lack, constantly moving through life in lack, constantly moving through life in lack. You got to stop right today and say, what can I do to live an abundant life? And sit with yourself and see what that looks like. Write it on paper. Use your journaling tools. Use your prayer tools. Ask the questions to yourself and hear your higher mind self and write it down and start doing it and remove any idea of fear and thought. What is it? And then when you get the answer, what is it going to take for me to move through this answer and actually facilitate this answer that you have given me right now? How can I use this answer to move through this process right now? Family, today, remember, you are divine in nature. You are worthy of more than enough. You are created as an expression of the divine presence. You are an individualized expression of that divine presence. You were uniquely designed with special gifts and special talents. And the word says our gifts and talents will make room for us. You could believe that. You could know that. You could trust that. Or you can keep moving and operating in the way that you're operating and keep attracting these same old situations. Or you could decide today, enough is enough, and I want something different. But it's up to you. And you get to decide, do I want to constantly stay in these relationships that's not honoring me? Do I constantly want to have a relationship with money where I'm always chasing money and looking for money and depleted from the idea of money? Or do I want to live an abundant life? And what is that going to look like? Put yourself in the middle of that circle because you are the ultimate answer to all the questions in your own life. You are the ultimate answer to all the questions in your life. You are linked to the relationship to your money, your relationship to your career, your relationship to your family, your relationship to your spouse, your relationship to yourself, your relationship to your children. It's you. So today, really get in there and really take a deep look at you and how you can be and live and express what it is that you want to express on this planet as an amazing life. It may not be what everybody else wants. Maybe millions doesn't move you. Maybe millions is not what you want. And millions doesn't have to. You don't have to have millions to live an amazing life. Whatever that amazing life looks for you, then ask the right questions, sit still with yourself, and do what it's going to take to get there. And stop being too busy even for yourself. Where you're so exhausted that you can't even find time for you. That's my message today. I know y'all wanted to hear Dr. Rice, but this is what I had in my heart to share from the questions that are coming through. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can star 6, press the number 1 on the blog top side. Other than that, thank you for tuning in today. You are divine, and I want you to remember that. You are divine. You were created to express the divine nature of the God who created you on the planet. What you going to do with your life today? How will you show up differently today? All right. Doesn't seem like any questions. No comments. No concerns. All right. All right, well, I'm going to do our affirmation with, I don't think I see Jackie on the line. I'm going to do our affirmation. And our affirmation is given to us by our amazing spirit that was sent to the planet and called Reverend Ike. And today I want you to center your mind on abundance. I want you to center your mind on living an abundant life in every area of life, but this particularly in this right now moment with money. And I want you to, if you have any money in your wallet, if you have a dollar bill, $100 bill, $50 bill, whatever you have, I want you to take the time out right now and just take that money out of your wallet and just experience the money right now, whether it's a dollar, whatever you have. And if you don't have it, just imagine $100 bill, $100 bill. Make it rain, make it rain. And as we center our mind, we're going to speak to our money today. This is a time when we come and be one with that one. One with the idea of money. One with the idea of abundance flowing all over our. Money, 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 money. Come on, y'all, let's feel it. As we begin to speak to our money today, so that we are one. Idea. Right. And together we're going to say Reverend Ike's affirmation. I will say it. And if you want to repeat, just start it. If you just want to say it in your mind, you're welcome to do it the way you want to do it. That's how we do it on the Love Journey. We love you enough to allow you to do it in your own space the way you want to do it. Yes, yes. Money, I'm calling you into my life. Yes.
Yeah, I'm calling you into my life.
I know you hear me.
I know you hear me.
Right here and right now, I'm telling you, money, you love me.
Right here and right now, I'm telling
money.
You,
money,
you love me. You right love here me. And right now.
Yes, you love me.
Yes, you love me.
You are welcome in my hand.
You are welcome in my hand.
In my pocket.
In my pocket.
In my life.
In my life.
And in my bank account.
And in my bank account.
All the time.
All the time.
You see, I open my heart and mind to money.
I open my heart and mind to money.
Yes, in all forms.
In all forms.
All forms. Banknotes.
Banknotes.
Certificate of deposit.
Certificates of deposit.
Stocks and bonds.
Stocks and bonds.
And cash, cash, cash money, baby.
And cash, cash, cash money.
Baby.
Yes, thank you, thank you.
I open my life to money.
I open my life to money.
Through my loving, appreciating attitude.
Through my loving, appreciating attitude.
Money serves me in divine right ways.
Money serves me in divine right ways.
I want you to know money is wonderful stuff.
Money is wonderful stuff.
And I let it multiply, 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 multiply in my life.
And I let it multiply, multiply, multiply in
my life. Thank you, God in me for money.
Thank you, God in me for money.
Money, money,
money,
money,
money. Money.
All right.
Money.
Yes, yes. Thank you, family. Thank you, family, for tuning in to the Love Journey. It's been an experience today. Yes, yes. I know, but it was an experience. Thank you. I really appreciate each and every one of you for coming to the Love Journey. I want to remind you that, guess what? We're getting closer and closer and closer to one of my favorite times on the planet, and that is the sunrise service. This year, we're celebrating the sacred masculine. We got some powerful rituals going on for the men in the planet. Yes, we're going to be praising, blessing, and honoring the divine sacred masculine. We got African dancers. We got shakeray players. We got beautiful gospel dancers. We got a beautiful piece that's going to honor all the men. And my daughter say women, because she said, Mommy, you forget that women were also lynched, but it's really about the men. But she want me to say that, so I honor her words. And we got a beautiful dance piece that she choreographed to Strange Fruits. Oh my God, it is so beautiful. The piece is beautiful. You don't want to miss the honoring of our ancestors through that piece. She's going to be honoring our ancestors. We're going to be honoring our ancestors, and one of the pieces is going to be a dance piece from the song Strange Fruits. It's powerful. And guess who's going to be a guest speaker this year? Our very own Ray Silkman. He's going to tell his story of how he went from a homeless man to a Grammy Award-winning saxophonist. Y'all know all the women say he's a tall glass of water with him. I never seen him like that because I always looked at him like my brother. So I told him that the women told me he was looked like a tall glass of water, refreshing and beautiful. So he's going to tell his story of how he was homeless and how he became a Grammy Award-winning saxophonist. We got the mind back, baby. Yes, yes, yes. Everybody loves the mind back by popular demand. He'll be here right here August 7th. In Chicago, 39th Street Beach. You don't want to miss the sunrise service. We will have a beautiful experience together right here on the sunrise service. So I want you to put that on your calendars, invite a friend, and let the healing begin. Don't forget, August 7th. And if you want to make a donation to our sunrise service, you can go to PayPal.com and go to Ingram_Janine@yahoo.com. That's Ingram_Janine@yahoo.com. Thank you for any donations, love offerings, or tithes that you may want to share in this experience. And those who give, I just want to say thank you for believing in the mission of the Love Journey. This is precious to my heart. So I want to say thank you for those who give of your time, give of your money, give of your resources, and just come and experience this each and every morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. Just to remind us, we have a lot of things going on. Today is Tuesday, July 5th. Don't forget to tune in to Open Manifestation. Yeah, that happens every Monday through Friday, and it's 10:30 Chicago Central Time, and it is 9:30 if you're in the East Coast. You don't want to miss the opportunity to be a part of the Open Manifestation. You get to see Jackie, Zakia, and the lady who is doing it God's way, and that is Miss Wonderful Khadijah Ali. Check out her Ultimate Manifestation. And I see our lady Rosa J is doing some many things. She's doing a health, so you might want to go to her page and find out more about that too, because she's doing some health. You can go to Ultimate Manifestation page, go to Rosa J Hodge. Rosa is doing some good stuff with health. Her and Tiffany are talking about health. Yes. And they're going and giving some really great resources to really think about how to move our health into other places. And so if you have anything going on and you want us to know about it, or you want somebody to know about it, let me know so we can make sure that we let the family know. Yes, 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 let the family know. So I just want all of you all to know, July 14th, right here in Chicago, Illinois, my main man, my second husband, my third husband, maybe after Cam, Will Downing, it will be here in Chicago with the experience at Gustavo Museum on July 14th. If you want to see him, get your tickets, get your tickets. They're only $35 for VIP. Isn't that amazing? You can see Will Downing and get a signed CD for $35. That's unheard of. Get your tickets, get your tickets. That you said, please let people know that Will Downing will be here July 14th. I wanted to share that with your family. Our main man, Will Downing. I love him, love him, love him. All right. Anybody have any questions, comments, or concerns? Let's do it. And we're going to get out of here.
Good morning. Good morning, Love Journey, Janine. And
good morning, Rosa J.
We are going to start doing Meditate Till You Meditate, Meditate Till You Levitate on July 11th. We're going to be doing that in a conference call. I might do it from vlog, but basically on the conference call at 6:30, we're going to be following.
So they can go to Meditate to Levitate Facebook page?
Yeah, I'm going to post it on the Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
We're going to start on the 11th. So just go to Meditate to Levitate on Facebook, and the information will be there. I'm going to post it today. But it begins on the 11th.
All right. I don't know if you can hear her, but she said July 11th, Meditate Till You Levitate. Go to the Facebook page for more information. Meditate Till You Levitate. All right. Check out that Author Manifestation. Go to that page. Go to the Love Journey page as well and like us. Author Manifestation and Love Journey. Meditate Till You Levitate. And let's talk about all of it. Love, sex, nutrition. Go to that page. Cider Enterprises. Melanie, just go and just like all of our pages on these pages. Dynamic Revelations, that's our very own Linda, yes. And I think that's all I could think of off the top of my head. But if it's anybody I forgot, please don't charge it to my mad. Don't charge it to my heart. Charge it to my mad. Just charge it to my mad. I'm just trying to get some of our stuff out because, you know, the summer's coming up and people are looking for things to do and be a part of. So Deborah Ricks is doing her, I think it's coming up this weekend, I think it's this weekend. Yes. Sister Healing Gathering, Healing Circle out there in Druid Park. Y'all know I'm going off the top of my mind, so whatever, just go to Deborah M. Ricks and you can find out more information about it, her gathering. Oh, yes. Thank you, Linda. I need some help. The First Soulful Chicago Book Fair Saturday, July 16th. Don't forget, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. on 61st Street between Cottage and King Drive. Thank you, Linda. The First Soulful Chicago Book Fair. There's a lot going on July 16th. The WBON Taste, the Doggone Book Fair, my God baby having her world's largest, wow. What you doing? You had a baby shower, yeah. I couldn't think of it. And Chicago Woman Economic Summit. Yes, that's all happening on July 16th. The Chicago Book Fair on Saturday, July 16th. It's on 61st Street between Cottage Grove and King Drive. That's July 16th. Also, the world's largest baby shower, Chicago Economic Woman Summit, is July 16th at Kenwood High School. Also, on July 16th is the WBON Taste. Yes. So you got something to do on the 14th, something to do on the 16th. Go see Will Downing on the 14th. You know I'll be out of town. I'll be in Washington, D.C., but check it out. See, go see my husband. Go see and make sure you tune in to check out the Soulful Book Fair. You got to check out. That's Asada, Linda. All of them been working very diligently to make sure that you have a powerful, transformative experience. Yes. All right. That's it. That's all. Any questions, comments, concerns, let's. One more time. I'm going to give you one more time. Star 6.
Good morning. I just wanted to say to you, Queen, God bless you. And a beautiful message this morning. Thank you so much for the inspiration to be more, to know who I am, I as the divine. Thank you, beautiful. God bless you.
Thank you, Zakia. That's Zakia from Love, Sex, and Nutrition. You want to tell us what's going on this week on Love, Sex, and Nutrition?
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. I am so happy to be able to say we are going to have a wonderful, magnificent guest Tanya Abreu. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing her name correctly. She is the founder of the WOW Health Group out of Florida, Boca Raton, Florida. And she has a very unique way of creating health and wellness called Optimistic Medicine. She talks to clinicians and doctors and other healthcare professionals about how to do like a holistic approach with positive mind thinking, mindfulness, and alternative healing strategies, and taking healthcare into the homes of the people. And so she's going to be with us to talk more about optimistic health. I love that word, optimistic. You know, when you think health, you always want to think about something that's good and happy and joyful and amazing. So she's going to talk about how to create optimistic health in us and how to also share it with our healthcare professionals that we may go to, our doctors, our nurses, and other professionals. And also, she's going to be talking to us about sexual health and wellness. You know, we love, love, love talking about sexual health and wellness on Let's Talk Love, Sex Nutrition. So she's going to talk with us about how to incorporate sexual health and wellness with optimistic medicine. So please, please join us on Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 6:30 Chicago time. The number is 646-929-0630. 646-929-0630. Invite a friend, family member, your partner, because one of the things that they say, especially for women, is that they love, so they want to show us and share with us how to be more sexual and loving with ourselves, how to love up on ourselves so that we can be better in every aspect of our life, because it's all one. We are all one with health and wellness. So we love you so much. Thank you, Janine. Janine is a regular with us on Friday night, and so we just thank you always for your presence, Queen, and for your support. God bless you and have a peaceful day. Namaste.
Before you go, can you share the open manifestation number?
Yes, I will do that. Of course, I don't know it off the top of my head, but just give me a minute.
The open manifestation happens every Monday through Friday.
Every Monday through Friday at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. And that's 641-715-3580. 641-715-3580. And the access code is 103-291-302. Open manifestation. We love, love, love Khadija and Jackie. She always says Jackie brings the heat. We always have a beautiful conversation. We do our oath. We affirm our magnificence. And we just invite you all to join us. We love having new people come and be a part of that experience. You get to in yourself every single day and use it throughout the day to do just what Janine talked about today. Bring ourselves up, raise our vibration, to know that we are abundant, that we can have anything our heart desires, that we are rich and wealthy and prosperous and free. So thank you so much. Once again, Lady Love, back to you. Namaste.
Yes, yes, yes. All right. Remember, you are a masterpiece. Remember, God takes our piece and makes a masterpiece out of it. All we have to do is what? Recognize our own divinity. Yes, and recognize that we were born, chiseled, magnificent on our heart. You were created as a divine presence to express the unique expression as you, as God, on the planet, as God is on the planet. So remember that. Walk in your authority today. Know that you are God. Know that you are the queen of the planet, the king of the planet. Know that everything was created for your enjoyment. Yes, operate in that knowing today. Not trusting, not believing, but knowing. Without a shadow of a doubt, know that you know that you know
that you are a divine expression uniquely created to express the Creator on the planet. I love you all. Good morning.
Could I give this new information out? Dr. Baruch has a new radio station. You have to download the app. You were talking about the radio program that Tiffany, Charlene, and I do every Monday at 1 o'clock on the radio station, and it's called eLife Media. You have to download the app in order to hear the broadcast. They do all kinds of talk shows, all kinds of music, hip-hop, reggae, gospel, and just regular music. So it's a new radio station that Everlasting Life has begun.
And what's the name of the app?
It's called eLife Media. E as in elephant, L as in live, I as in what? F as in fish, and E as in elephant. eLife Media. It's an app.
eLife Media, family. That's eLife Media. Download the app today. That's Dr. Baruch. If you want to know more about your health, download eLife Media app today. Get your app. Get your app. Share the information. Dr. Baruch, let me tell you, he is the raw truth when it comes to food. Get your food as medicine. Understand food is important. eLife Health. And check out our Rosa Day and Tiffany. All right, y'all, I want to remind you that our life is a gift from God. And what we do with our life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is a choice. And remember, not just dream, but to live your God-sized dreams. Let's do it today, family. Let's do it today. Operating your divinity. Know you are loved. Know you are never alone. And know that you can't lose with the stuff you use, especially when you use your spiritual tools. God is all there is. That's make you. That means that you are all that God is. And so let's have fun being in our God, Goddess energy. Let's have fun owning the planet today. Have fun doing it. I love you. I love you. Check you out in the morning. We got a guest speaker all the way from California, Saluna James. Invite a friend. She has a healing studio out in California. She's been doing this work for over 40 years. My sister from another miss. I absolutely love this goddess. She's amazing. Let's check her out tomorrow. All right, y'all. I love you. Don't forget to invite a friend. And don't forget to put on your calendar August 7th right here in Chicago. We shutting it down, celebrating the sacred masculine this year in Chicago, August 7th. You don't want to miss this transformative, healing, powerful, sunrise service. It's going to be amazing right here in Chicago, 39th Street Beach, August 7th, 5:30 in the morning, 6 o'clock. We'll get this starting. All right, check you out. Check it out, check it out, check it out. I love you. Have a great day.